Well, first of all, thank you for joining us. This will be for the American Veteran Show coming up later on this month. So if you could give me your name and title, and okay. Know that you're speaking. The audience that we'll be speaking to will be primarily of active duty and veterans. So you can, if you want to shape any answer to that, you know, you certainly
okay.
can. But we'll start with the name and title. We'll go from there.
Okay. I'm Charles Smith, National Commander of the largest veterans organization, the American Legion. That's been serving veterans and their families and serving America since 1919, 98 okay. years ago.
Coming up on a big centennial anniversary.
Yes, we are. We've been preparing for that, and it's an anniversary that is really for all the American Legion posts out in those 13,000-plus communities where those posts lie. A lot of history, a lot of tradition. And, of course, made possible by a lot of veterans that have finished their military service. And of course, there's still some that are even on active duty, even though they may not be in those communities. But that's where it all starts, out in those communities and those American Legion posts, of all the good things that this organization has been doing, as I said, for 98 years. And we're going to have a 15-month 100th anniversary observation period. And the focus is going to be on those communities and those posts.
Great. Let me go ahead and I'll just start the segment like I would just that we're in the show, but again, this is taped. So just so you know, here we go.
Okay.
Welcome back to the American Veteran Show. I'm Stephen Tubbs. Thanks so much for making us a part of your day and a part of your weekend. You can always find out more at our website, AmericanVeteranShow.com. And if you have any comments or questions, you can email us, info@AmericanVeteranShow.com. Proud to welcome in the National Commander of the American Legion, Charles Schmidt, to the program. Sir, thank you for your service, and it's great to have you on the program.
Well, thank you, Stephen. It's an honor to be here and an honor to be the National Commander of the largest veterans organization, the American Legion, that's for 98 years and still going strong of serving veterans and their families and also still serving America. So, I am truly honored, and it's wonderful to be with you this morning.
Well, let me ask you, first of all, and we appreciate your time. I think some of my best times – let me take that one more time. Some of my best times, Commander, I guess, in dealing with our veterans and the military, they've been at American Legion posts. I've had terrific barbecues and spoke to many of the American Legion members. Kind of just for some people that don't know what you all actually do, what you're chartered to do, tell us about it.
Well, Stephen, as you know, there's some wonderful barbecues, dinners going on in those American Legion posts. I got to admit that of all the years I've been going to American Legion posts, I've never had a bad meal. But the American Legion was chartered by Congress in 1919 as a result of the Doughboys. Those that have finished the World War One, the leadership under Black Jack Pershing, such leaders as Teddy Roosevelt Jr. and many of the other leaders in the American Expeditionary Forces were concerned about the boys that would be going home, the doughboys, that is, of who's going to take care of them, because World War One, like any war now, was brutal and left many of those doughboys physically and mentally harmed. So who's going to take care of them? And as a result of those concerns, they had a caucus in Paris, France, representatives from each division of the American Expeditionary Forces, to discuss those concerns of who's going to take care of those, the rehabilitation of all disabled veterans, what about the orphans and the widows, what about the youth of the future, what about patriotism, what about national security now that the big war is over and they fought the war to end all wars. And out of those concerns arose the American Legion. And today, our legacy that we've inherited that started back here in 1919 is, again, can be best described, I believe, as a couple slogans that we have, is veterans serving veterans and veterans still serving America. And, of course, we advocate for veterans every day, not just for us Legionnaires, but for all veterans, to make sure that they're cared for and receive the attention as needed from a grateful nation. And also we have some wonderful youth programs to educate our youth not only about patriotism, but also about the service and sacrifice of those men and women that have given us the freedom and democracies that we now enjoy today, because, as we know, the youth are the future of tomorrow.
Right.
And they'll be leading this country. So we're out there in the communities, not only in the United States, but around in many foreign countries. So I think we're a global organization and still going strong after 98 years.
You can find out more at you can find out more online, legion.org. Commander Charles Schmidt is joining us. He is the national commander of the American Legion, about 2.2 million members and 13,000 posts worldwide. You talked about the youth, Commander. I'm wondering, is there a concern, because I've certainly heard it from my veteran friends, that American Legions, VFWs, other veteran organizations, you know, they've tended to be, you know, from the last couple of generations, the older generation, and obviously we have so many thousands of younger men and women who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan that obviously you'd like to have them become members.
Well, absolutely. You know, and the American Legion, you know, is, as I said, we were chartered as a wartime veterans organization. Of course, those war times are defined by Congress, and yes, there are many men and women today that have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, Panama, Grenada, Somalia, and Lebanon since Vietnam War. And so they're the most newest era, newest generation that are eligible to be in the American Legion. And, of course, many of those come from the citizen soldiers, i.e. the Guard and Reserve. And so we would certainly welcome them, and even though they've yet to join us perhaps, we still advocate on their behalf. You know, they are a veteran. The day they put that uniform on and went to work for our country. And we will continue to advocate for them, but we'd also welcome their participation in this organization to strengthen our voice, because the voice is our strength, particularly, Stephen, when we go on Capitol Hill, to advocate for all veterans. And, of course, I think the louder our voice is, the Congress, we hope, is going to pay attention more closely of taking care of those who have borne the battle and their families. And we're reaching out, and I think it's going to probably take a little bit of time, because some of those have, as from the Guard and Reserve, have left their jobs, went on those deployments, and many of those deployments have been extended beyond the normal time. When we went to Vietnam, we knew that pretty much we were going to be gone for 12 months and unless we chose to stay a little longer. But today's warriors, today's heroes, they've not only contending with those extended periods, but now coming back, those have families, you know, we got to spend some time with families, employment, some of them are going to go and get education. And of course, the American Legion, as they did in 1943, wrote the GI Bill back then, was very instrumental in recent years of getting the post 9/11 GI Bill approved for those men and women since the global war on terror started, which is a little bit sweeter deal than the GI Bill that I used. But the American Legion helped make that possible. And I do believe, Stephen, that eventually every one of these men and women, or at least the great majority of them that have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, will eventually need a service officer, to help them connect, whether they're filing a claim or filing an appeal, whether they're seeking VA educational benefits or career opportunities, will need a service officer. And the American Legion has excellent service officers to help them. They are familiar with the latest rules and laws through the VA, and of course those laws passed by Congress to help them to develop a fully developed claim and help them with their appeals, represent them as power of attorney and so forth. So I think it's a matter of time that they realize, of course, we need to continue to tell our great stories and our successes of what we do and why we do it, and include them, because we actually work for them as well, whether they know it or not.
Amen. I mean, and that's one of the reasons why we do this program, the American Veteran Show, to make sure that, you know, they know, first and foremost, that there are people and individuals and collective organizations like yours that still care. I want to talk to you about your service. We're talking with American Legion National Commander Charles Schmidt. You enlisted in the Air Force in 1965. Clearly, that was the Vietnam era. And I say to you, as a person who served in Vietnam, welcome home, first of all, because you didn't get that.
Thank you, Stefan, and all of my brothers and sisters that served there. I hope that they certainly know that their service was appreciated, even though it may not have been shown when they came home, as it is shown to the Iraq and Afghanistan veterans now. But, you know, I think because of the current generation, as the welcoming has been very public, I believe that's a lesson learned and helped facilitated by those Vietnam veterans that it will never happen again.
Never happen again. I want to ask you about, since we're based here in Colorado, I know you've had a tenure in a lot of different states. What about your time in Colorado?
Well, I spent some time in Colorado at Lowry Technical Training Center. That was actually my final tour of duty in my 27 and a half year career in the United States Air Force. I had a great opportunity to be in the greater Denver area in the Mile High City. Unfortunately, that military installation, I was there not too long ago, and pretty much doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah,
with the exception of
to say that it's on mothballs would probably be an understatement.
Well, I think it's very the only recognition that you see is the two hangars that still exist. And,
sure.
But it was a great time, and of course there was a great mission in there of training men and women, particularly in the technical fields. And it was many veterans, not only younger but particularly older ones that I've run across, that when they know I've served in Colorado, they remind me that they've done a tour of duty or even went to school in the schoolhouse there at Lowry Air Force Base. So it's something of the past, but they contributed significantly to the national security of our country.
Commander of the American Legion, Charles Schmidt, with us here on the American Veteran Show. I'm going to edit this out, but just I'm going to wrap up with you, and then I want to fill you in on one other thing, so don't hang up after I wrap up the show, okay?
Okay,
here we go. The American Legion National Commander Charles Schmidt with us here on the American Veteran Show. Sir, again, welcome home. A Vietnam veteran, you served for many, many years, from 1965 until your retirement in 1993 with the United States Air Force. We commend you for your service to our country, and now I'm sure I speak on behalf of the 2.2 million American Legion members. They say thank you for your service, and it's been a pleasure to talk with you.
Well, Stefan, it's an honor to have served, and like many other of my fellow veterans, we would do it again if, of course, age kind of catches up with us, but our hearts are still in it. We've all invested in America through our service in the military, regardless of what branch of service it is. And it's also that bond that was established with everybody that we served with, even though we didn't know their names, that bond still exists. So I believe it's that bond that still exists, that investment that we continue to serve veterans and continue to serve America in the American Legion. And we would welcome veterans that would like to continue serving America and serving fellow veterans to join us, and also our American Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, which make up the American Legion family.
You can find out more at legion.org. Vietnam veteran and United States Air Force longtime career man, 1965 to 1993, Charles Schmidt, commander of the American Legion, national commander of the American Legion. This is the American Veteran Show. AmericanVeteranShow.com.